If anyone wants to be a follower of mine, Jesus says. Now we're all here, I'm presuming, I'm hoping, because we want to be followers of Christ. But we can't follow someone whom we don't know. We can't hope to imitate him or live his commandments of love if we don't know who he is and what they are. And so the first part of the gospel today is a prerequisite before we can even get to the second part, or at least before we can fill that second part, that following of Christ, more perfectly. And so Christ asks the apostles, who do you say I am? Now, by saying this, he's not giving us the option to make Christ whatever we want. Christ is who he is. Of course, he's God. I am who I am. But he's asking them so that they might search within them and they may allow the Holy Spirit to teach them. And so the Holy Spirit speaks through Peter. You are the Christ of God. Christ, of course, coming from the word Messiah, the Greek version of Messiah, meaning the anointed one, the one we have been waiting for, the Savior of Israel and the Savior of the world, the one who would come to redeem us. Now, maybe at this point, the apostles hadn't quite come to understand the fullness of the redemption Christ was offering, the fullness of the salvation that he was to accomplish for us on the cross. But they did recognize him, that he was the one. And so they could follow him with complete confidence, even though at times they didn't understand what they were doing or what was going on. We see this enough times within the Gospels that the apostles at times were a little bit bewildered maybe, or confused, or had the wrong idea about what Christ was doing. But in the end, they would find out, of course, at its fulfillment at Pentecost. But even after that, they continued to learn what it was that Christ wants. And we continue to understand Christ more and more, both personally, as we come to know him through prayer and through study, and even as a church, through things such as what we call a development of doctrine. It doesn't mean doctrine has ever changed. It never does. Christ doesn't change. He's God. He's unchangeable. But our understanding grows of who he is. And as our understanding grows, it allows us to follow him more perfectly. But when we come to understand who he is, first and foremost, he is God. And we need to understand who God is. Even from a philosophical point of view, we need to understand who God is. There can be only one God by very definition of who God is, all-powerful, all-present. And then coming to know him personally, the perfect Father, the all-loving, the one who will never disappoint us, the one who will never abandon us, the one who we never have any reason to hold back, go, I don't know if I could trust you. I don't know. You know, with some people, we may have that. We give them maybe even 99%. With God, we can give 100 and more than that, if that was mathematically possible. It's unlimited how much we can abandon ourselves to him. When we come to know that, when he says, take up your cross and follow me, it's no longer fearful like maybe it would have been. Take up a cross? Why would I take up a cross? Why would I accept these sufferings? It's because it's your loving Father who is with you the whole time. And we know, like any good parent, he will never give us more than what we can handle. And not only that, but he never abandons us. You know, if you remember, if you had the same similar experiences that most children have, you're riding a bike, the first time the trainer wheels are taken off, you know, your mum or dad, normally dad, maybe it wasn't your mum, will be right there next to you as you ride along. You're riding, you're okay. And if you start to stumble, he will hold you and stop you from falling. Now, if you decide to zoom off outside of your father's care, then you fall over. It's kind of your own fault. And then you learn to stay near the father. But that's how good our father is. On several occasions, I can remember, you start to zoom off. When I was learning how to ride a motorcycle when I was younger, I accidentally hit the accelerator. Dad's coming running. No, actually, even before that, I was riding a horse. And anyway, the horse started, I thought he was galloping. Apparently he was only trotting. and my dad was running after me after he just had a back operation as well. If a human father could do that, how much more will God do that for us as well? And so we take up our cross growing in understanding that it's not us so much who need to have the strength to carry it, but it's faith in Him who is with us always. Let us, of course, look at the saints who have gone before us, at their example of how they've lived it out. Now, as always, to the saint of saints, the mother of all saints, the Blessed Virgin Mary. She who was given the greatest sufferings as a creature, outside of Christ, of course, and yet bore them with such heroic virtue that she is the Mother of God, obviously, and has been deemed worthy to participate in a unique way, as the Church teaches, in our redemption and the redemptive works of Christ. So we look to her as our example. We pray to her to intercede for us with our Lord, that we might really understand who Jesus Christ is, who God is as a Trinity, as one God, three persons. We might grow in understanding so that we might follow Him with faith, with resignation, with peace, and even with the Christian joy that Christ promises us in this world, but most especially in the world to come.